Gregory, Gregory, last name, first name Leroy, is a 62-year-old gentleman with history of hepatocellular carcinoma, period. The pericardial patient's diagnosis took place on 7-7-2022. Patient initial diagnosis included lymph node involvement, portohepatitis, PORTAHEPATIS. Carcinoma type was noted for histological findings, period, with lymph and vascular invasion, period. Positive AFP results noted of 3,560.8. Period. New paragraph. The 62-year-old male with history of hepatitis C, previously treated at the medical center by Dr. Rice, Stribling, STRIBLING, presents to the Woodlands Hospital with symptoms of hepatic encephalopathy, period. As well as the aspiration pneumonia. Subsequently, MRI of the abdomen showed cirrhotic liver with innumerable masses throughout the liver, nuisance prior examination. Period. These were consistent with hepatocellular carcinoma upon biopsy with above mentioned findings. Period. The paragraph patient. Also has lost tremendous amount of weight, over 20 pounds in the past month, is very weak, has severe pain in his abdomen, requiring pain medication around the clock, period. In consultation with his primary care physician, family, and oncologist, it was decided that patient was not a candidate for the chemo and radiation treatment. And subsequently, patient has been admitted to hospice for further care, period. The paragraph patient requires, again, pain medications around the clock. Patient will need that with the help of a family member. Hospice will be able to educate both patient and family on the dying with dignity and encephalopathic findings associated with stage liver disease, period. Patient's a child, the CHILD-Q score is 9. And again, once again, it was decided that patient's liver is too dysfunctional for systemic and or targeted therapies and or immunotherapies. Hospice is appropriate. Patient is expected to live less than 6 months. And, yeah. KPS score of 40% noted. Thank you.